I want to talk some college basketball right now. We are joined by the head coach at Florida State. In fact, not just the head coach of Florida State, but the winningest coach in Florida State history and the recipient of four National Coach of the Year awards. He is a five-time Conference Coach of the Year, led Florida State to three straight Sweet 16s. Florida State is in first in the ACC right now. They're at Georgia Tech on Wednesday night. Leonard Hamilton is my guest. Leonard, before we get into the season, really quickly, how are you doing? How is your life right about now?
Well, my life, Jim, is always centered around what we do with our team, and we're all involved here. We have an extremely different type of team than we've had in the last maybe 8 or 9 years at Florida State. We're dominated more by first-year players than we are returning experienced players, so it's been kind of an up-and-down ride. We are getting better. There's no doubt about that, but we got to continue to keep improving so we can have some postseason life for us at the end of the season.
Leonard Hamilton joining us. In fact, why don't we just talk about that for a moment? You had three draft picks after last season, including Scotty Barnes, who went number four. You had two of the top 11 picks the year before. You've had at least one first-round pick in each of the last 3 years, yet here you are, and although I hear what you're saying, it's a different kind of year, you are on top of the conference right now. How are you able then to keep reloading year in and year out?
Well, this year has been a little more challenging than the ones in the past because we had two youngsters that we thought we didn't anticipate losing last year. That was Raquan Gray and Balsa, upper feature. And so there's no doubt that we kind of regrouping a little bit right now. So to be where we are, it's amazing that we are somewhere near the top, let alone being on top of the league at this point. But we have 12 more hard-nosed, tough games to go in our league, and we got to make sure we stay focused and win our share of them.
Leonard Hamilton is joining us. All right, so I do want to talk to you about your team, but one more thought about a guy who was there, Scotty Barnes. He's averaging 15 points, 8 rebounds, and more than 3 assists as an NBA rookie. You and I have talked about him in the past, but how do you explain him already playing at this level against grown men at just age 20?
Well, there's no doubt that when we recruited him, that was the plan. We told him that we felt very comfortable that he could be a point guard or a point forward or a point two guard, however they're playing him at the Wizards. But I still think his best basketball is ahead of him. But we anticipated him making this type of progress. He's a unique and special young man. He has a competitive spirit. He has a high IQ. He's skilled and athletic. He's 6'9", with like a 7'2 wingspan. And probably like a 40-inch vertical. He tips out at like 12'3", some ridiculous athleticism that he has in his body. But he's a pass-first guy. He's an unselfish guy, and he loves playing defense. Mentally, he's tough as nails. He has all the ingredients, you know, to be a big-time NBA player.
Leonard Hamilton is joining us. All right, on that topic of mental toughness, last week's win over Duke in overtime was your 13th straight overtime win, which extends an NCAA record that you already owned. I know you're not looking to make it about you, but at a certain point, it's no longer about luck or confidence that your teams play so well in tight games and always have, and in overtime. Like, is that something that you're teaching? Is it something you're recruiting? How do you explain that kind of success in those situations?
I have great assistant coaches. Stan Jones been with me 26 years. Carlton Young, a young man that I recruited out of high school, and Steve Smith, my weight training conditioning guy. You know, we all on the same page, been together for a long, long time. And I think that we work on situations a lot in practice where once we get in games, we've been over them so many times in our practice sessions that kids don't get nervous and make good decisions. But there's no doubt that we've been very fortunate to win a lot of close games. And once we get in those situations, our kids are pretty relaxed because we have gone over so much of that stuff in our daily practices.
That makes sense to me. Florida State head coach Leonard Hamilton is joining us. You know, I had Ed Cooley from Providence on the show recently, and he said that from the very start of the season, he's been talking to his guys about Selection Sunday and making sure they do what they have to do to be a part of that field. Is that something you talk to your team about, or do you take a different approach as it relates to that?
I take a totally different approach. I worry about that which I can control. I can't worry about March and January. The day is Monday, and I'm worrying about Monday, and I'm going to try to be a little bit better Monday than I was on Sunday, and I'm going to try to be a little bit better on Tuesday than I was on Monday. I can I only concern myself with that which I can control. If I get too far ahead of myself, then I can't do anything about the future. But what I want to do is make sure I get better today. And I'm too young to be looking past anything or today's practice. Well, Georgia Tech, we lost to them last year in the ACC tournament championship game. They play a very interesting style, different style of ball. And so we need, with this team, but having six or seven first-year guys, I need to be on point with what's important. That's preparing for our next game.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting, too. And his approach is working for him. Yours is for you. Everybody's got a different approach. Leonard Hamilton is joining us. I know exactly what you're saying, though, especially with a young team. Now, you and I have talked about Joe B. Hall over the years. He passed away earlier this month. What kind of thoughts and emotions did you have when you heard that news?
I can't tell you how emotional I was. And I kept going from crying to laughing and remembering all the good times to crying again. And I'm so fortunate that the week before he passed, a few days before he passed, I was able to FaceTime him with his son, and we reminisced and laughed and joked a little bit. He couldn't talk very much, but every time I would tell him some things, I'd say, "We're getting ready to play Louisville. We're gonna have to beat them up for you." And he was, I'd get that smile on his face, and you know, as much as he could, but he couldn't talk very much because obviously he had some issues with his throat. But Joe B. hired me, Jim, when I was 26 years old. And can you imagine? I'm 26. And I am the assistant coach at the University of Kentucky. He rescued me because I had become disenchanted with basketball and had took a job with Dow Chemical in Charlotte, North Carolina. And my first day on the job, Joe B. called me and asked me, did I want to come in for an interview? And I jumped right on it. He changed my life, rescued me from me making an emotional bad decision.
It's an amazing story, right? Leonard, really quickly, I mean, you've made the point that he was one of the strongest guardians of Kentucky basketball. Numerous analysts and former Wildcat players credit Joe and you with changing Kentucky basketball. How would you then describe his legacy?
Well, there's no doubt that he had a very challenging task replacing Adolph Ruff, one of the winningest coaches in the history of college basketball. And then that was at the beginning where the SEC was slow, you know, to bring African-American basketball players into the SEC. But Joe Hall being at Kentucky and him being aggressive from that standpoint, opening the doors for African-American youngsters, made it all right for all the other SEC schools. And it did more for integration in the South than people might would imagine.
I appreciate your thoughts on him. He is the head basketball coach of Florida State, as I mentioned, not just that, but the winningest coach in Florida State history. Florida State is in first in the ACC with a young team. They're at Georgia Tech on Wednesday. Good friend of the program. He is Leonard Hamilton. Leonard, great to have you back. I appreciate you. I appreciate our conversations. You know this. Great talking to you, as always. Thanks so much.
Thank you so very much, Jim.
You got it. Coach Ham, Leonard Hamilton joining us. Listen, if I'm going to bust open a Monday program after a divisional weekend like that for something other than the divisional weekend, it's going to be for somebody like that. My thanks to Leonard Hamilton.